You're listening to West Virginia Morning. I'm John Cantese. All five candidates running for one seat on the West Virginia Supreme Court met to discuss several issues during a forum in Charleston last night sponsored by the State Bar Association. But as Ashton Mara reports, it was one issue, an issue that was ultimately subject to a recent Supreme Court decision itself that became the focus of the night.
Among a variety of mostly administrative or policy rather than legal issues discussed at the forum, candidates gave their opinions about the need for an intermediary appellate court system in West Virginia, as well as the implementation of the nonpartisan election of judges taking place for the first time this year. It was the public campaign financing program that sparked the most discussion between the candidates, though. Two of the five, current Justice Brent Benjamin and Beckley attorney Bill Wooten, recently won Supreme Court cases to keep their $500,000 of taxpayer funding for their campaigns. Morgantown lawyer Beth Walker had challenged both candidates' participation in court. Benjamin received harsh criticism after his 2004 election for taking money from people who later appeared before the court, including former Massey CEO Don Blankenship. But the justice says his decision to take the public funding was to help avoid what can appear like a conflict of interest.
It is a means by which a judge can insulate themselves from either having to approach a lawyer who appears in front of them, or later on, when we have to decide tough cases, being attacked because maybe you took $1,000, your campaign did, even if you didn't know it.
Wooten agreed with Benjamin, saying the program protects the impartiality of the court. Walker says her reasoning for not participating in public financing was one of fiscal responsibility.
I chose personally not to participate in the public financing program because I can't, in good conscience, given the budget situation of our state, run a political campaign on state funds.
Former Attorney General Daryl McGraw is also running for the seat on the state's highest court. McGraw says public campaign financing could be unconstitutional, even though 12 other states have similar programs. The fifth candidate in the race, Clay County Attorney Wayne King, says he adamantly opposes it.
It comes down to a simple word that's called greed. They're taking money. We have two candidates here that have taken money from the legislature when we have a PEIA problem where my wife's insurance is threatened. That's $1 million that could go to court-appointed lawyers when we're struggling out there at $45 an hour.
All five candidates are running for just one seat on the court, currently held by Benjamin. West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals justices are elected to 12-year terms. This year, along with the change to a nonpartisan election, justices and all judges will also be elected during the primary on May 10th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.
This week's episode of Inside Appalachia goes beyond fiddles and banjos to explore the Appalachian hip-hop community. There are plenty of artists working the hip-hop music business, preaching about sex, money, and even violence. But as reporter Dave Mistich found, some artists are talking about Little Debbie cakes and applesauce, like dinosaur burps.
If you spend any amount of time around the music scene in Charleston, West Virginia, be it at the Empty Glass, the Boulevard Tavern, or the Blue Parrot, you're bound to have come across the hip-hop act Dinosaur Groups.
Welcome to my neck of the woods. You see, it's cold country. See me in the kitchen, call me the young old grumpy. He's so funky, chunky, big spoon soup. So break out your butt.
Fronted by B-Rude and DJ Squeezle, Dinosaur Burps are cerebral, yet goofy and endearing, with raps that flow so quickly you might miss something deep while being distracted by your own laughter.
And a slice of pineapple, we all built to sit in. I'm just a sly fox that thrives off the livestock and milks the ditty. Yes, he's filthy, pretty young, pro.
Growing up in South Charleston, B-Rude first became interested in hip-hop as a kid, finding influence from the tapes and CDs his older brother Mike would have around their home. It didn't take long before his affinity for the genre led him to create raps of his own.
We would steal cassette tapes that had, there were the singles that had, it would have the song, the edited version, and then it would have the instrumental. And we would take, my buddy had a karaoke machine that had two tape decks on it and a microphone, and we would put a blank tape in one side, and then we would put the single tape with the instrumental on the other side and record, and we would, you know, make our own little tapes.
When one conjures media portrayals of hip-hop culture, the Kanawha Valley of West Virginia, or Appalachia, may not seem like a place that translates perfectly to that particular art form. Yet B-Rude argues that perceived cultural divisions and stereotypes of musical styles are just that, perceived.
To me, it was for everybody. It was music, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not, you know, it's not just for them or just for us, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's for everybody. So I don't know, nobody ever really told me I couldn't do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was always encouraged to do it, you know? It was never really, you can't do that because you're white or whatever, but right here from West Virginia, do what I want.
Eventually, B-Rude teamed up with Sam Harshbarger, another Charleston-area MC known as Mule, to form Rabble Rousers. The group eventually added DJ Squeezel to the mix and quickly gained quite a lot of momentum around the region.
We started off, we would record stuff with our buddy Elno, and we would make little, you know, like, we would make albums where we'd just throw together a bunch of random songs we had and just name it whatever. And then we actually decided to record a full-length Rabble Rousers album. Recorded that, released it. Then Mule passed away in 2009. And after that, me and Squeezel decided to keep making music but change the name. Dave got his numbers back. What? Moonlighting as a lumberjack. Big Burly with the plumber's crack. I'm hungry and fat. Give me Muncie snacks. Spaced in the head like Dave Letterman's front teeth. Wrapped like a blunt leaf. And the name Dinosaur Burps actually came from Mule. Me and him were driving around in the car one day and I burped really loud. And it was like a dinosaur burp. And I was like, it kind of stuck with me and I always wanted to use it for something, so we both agreed it was a good group name, and now we're Dinosaur Burps.
The group's debut full length came in the form of 2012's Mother Nature Wants You Dead. It's heavy on pop culture references and samples by producer and beat guru Ben Call, known in the group as Krush Dog. As for B-Rude's lyrical subject matter, it mixes in everything from a sharp sense of humor to keen observations about the struggles of life in Appalachia. Everything from unhealthy lifestyles and other issues related to poverty.
You know, I grew up hanging out in the city and in the country. I've seen a lot of stuff. I've seen a lot of the bad stuff. I've seen a lot of the good stuff. My main goal usually whenever I write a rap is to make somebody laugh or be like, I know exactly what he's talking about. Or, you know, like, I don't really try to downplay my state, but I do talk about the darker side, you know, like, the underworld, you know, like, there's bad stuff that goes on, but there's also a lot of good stuff that goes on too, you know.
B-Rude says Dinosaur Burps has sometimes been described as conscious rap, a subgenre of hip-hop that focuses on creating awareness and imparting knowledge. But he also admits his inclination to weave in self-deprecating, or self-effacing rather, observations about life around him in Appalachia. There's no question, B-Rude is reflecting on what he knows about the place he's from, at least part of the time.
I rap about what I know about. I also rap about stuff I don't know about, too.
Yeah. What would be an example of that?
I don't know. Sometimes I'd say big words and talk about space travel and aliens and stuff, but
Are you saying you don't know anything about that? Because...
Nah, man. No way. Not me. Born in a black hole under the punches, pressure spewed out of the void to give the galaxy that lumpy texture. They have to hose me off once my saucer drops. The bobbin for planets and the try for the cosmic slop.
For Inside Appalachia, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston, West Virginia. With a robotic symphony, spacecraft convert master photonic energy. Galavan
around with sentient beings from elsewhere in hopes to come across some tumultuous events. Dinosaur Burp's sophomore release from 2014 is entitled The Awesome Stuff We Did When Nobody Was Looking. The group is currently working on material for a third release, although no release date has been set yet. You can find music from Dinosaur Burps and several other Appalachian artists on our website, wvpublic.org. And you can hear more Appalachian hip-hop artists on the next episode of Inside Appalachia right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Sunday morning at 7 or Sunday evening at 6. And you can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Downcast, or wvpublic.org. Since their formation as an alt-country-influenced group in the mid-90s, Chicago-based band Wilco has evolved into the de facto standard bearers for experimental and indie rock. Here is Wilco with Space Oddity on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week. Was Wilco with Space Oddity. You can hear this song and more Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with all of the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. And make sure you send your feedback to feedback@wvpublic.org. You can follow us on Twitter @WVPublicNews and find us on Facebook. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting's news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Chuck Anzalevich. And I'm John Cantese. Have a good morning.